You know, interesting. We had that tax, Republicans' 2017 tax law gave hedge funds a lot of leeway here on how they tax their gains, and it's starting to get a new look here. So carried interest, that's the big thing. Let's talk to Ali Versbrill. She's Bloomberg Senior Tax IRS Treasury Reporter. Ali, thanks so much for joining us here. Let's talk about carried interest and kind of how that's being taxed and some of the changes there. First, define for our listeners what carried interest is and kind of what are some of the issues about the taxation of that.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me on. And, you know, carried interest is a portion of an investment fund's returns that are paid to those hedge fund and private equity managers. And so the 2017 tax law, it sought to kind of restrict how managers could get a preferential rate on carried interest. So typically they can be taxed as long-term gains, which are subject to a 20% rate versus the new top rate of 37% for short-term gains. And so basically the tax law said you had to hold those assets for more than 3 years in the fund in order to get the preferential rate. The new IRS regulations seek to kind of crack down on some of the methods that people have employed, you know, since the passage of the 2017 tax law to get around these new restrictions.
All right. So the Trump administration and the new rules here, they're trying to close some of these loopholes. Is that kind of the issue here?
Yes. And you know, I think this speaks to the larger political discussion about carried interest. The president, if you remember, during his campaign for presidency, talked about getting rid of carried interest. Obviously, the 2017 tax law imposed some new restrictions, but didn't get rid of it altogether. So the new regulations, you know, it attempts to close in some of the gaps. So the law itself seems to have an error where it says that corporations are exempt from the new restrictions, and some people have taken that to mean, you know, S corporations, which are actually more similar to partnerships. You know, the regulations specifically say that you can't use those types of entities to kind of get around this new, these new restrictions.
Allie, there's a lot of mumbling going on with this. All this is a tax dodge from 37 whatever percent down to 20%. I get that. Who's in favor of maintaining carried interest besides the good individuals directly benefiting from it? Is there anybody on their team?
So, you know, the administration itself, they kind of blamed this on Republicans for keeping this in place. So the Republicans in Congress, they said that they would have gotten rid of this had they had the opportunity. But, you know, the negotiation, it sort of stayed in the bill. So the administration will blame it on Republicans.
Yeah.
It's not clear, you know, who
right.
Within the administration supports it or not.
Yeah, I need some carried interest.
Yes.
thank you so much. Ali Vespro with us with carry on my wayward interest or whatever. I'm going down in flames here.